Welcome to Rick's Blues Room Podcast, Blues Gone Deep, Periscope TV's largest and fastest growing blues lovers community, where one blues lover gets to know another. This time, we'll meet at the Way Station for Blues at High Noon, where health conscious blues lovers gather, get on the scales, share knowledge, and support good health. Today, let's meet and go deep with Pam Safford, a.k.a. Pretty Brown.
Well, I've got Pretty Brown on the line. How you doing, Miss Pretty Brown?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Yeah, I'm trying to stay warm. It's cool down here today in Alabama.
Oh, it's a rainy, cool day up here in Virginia. I got my sweater and my scarf on, but that's all I wear all year round. I don't wear a coat. It's been raining for a couple of days, and I'm thrilled about this weight loss journey all of us in the blues room going to do.
It sounds like you have been excited about that.
I am. I have been working on myself as an experiment for over a year. I am a breast cancer survivor. So I know the ups and downs of weight loss. And I have tried every weight loss out there, so I know what really works. And what really works is what we have in our homes. And getting weight off is a hard job, but it was easy to put on.
Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
So the first thing you know we really want to cut out is a lot of refined and processed foods. Yes, that's putting weight on us.
Hey, Pretty Brown.
Yes.
You know, when you come in that room and we see you in that blues room at nighttime.
Yes.
All we can see is that little bit of square picture right there. And you smiling on that picture.
Yes. Yes, I always smile. I never frown. I smile every day. I'm thankful and blessed to be alive, and eating healthy has got me there.
And I ask all my podcasts, my friends, this question.
Okay.
You got to go back with me to the first grade. You remember that?
Yes.
What was it like for you when you was in the first grade?
I was full of energy, excitement, didn't need a lot to eat. everything was new, you know. I could just have a peanut butter sandwich and just run and play all day. And I feel that way now by changing my diet.
Were you in a country school or in the city?
I was born in the city, born right here in Roanoke, Virginia, and my mom was born in the country. She was born in Sago County, Virginia, down in Franklin, beyond Franklin County, it's beyond. I'm a country girl at heart, but a city slicker in life.
Uh-huh. Hey, do you remember your first car?
First vehicle I bought was a 1984 Ford Tempo GL 5-speed, fully loaded with the 5 stars, with the sunroof and the pull-out deck. Yes, I taught myself how to drive it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You didn't tear it up before you learned?
Didn't tear it up. First thing I did was went on the steepest incline I could find in the city, and I said, if I could work 2 feet and shift that gear, I got it.
And you've been shifting ever since?
Been shifting ever since.
That is so
yes,
cool.
That little small picture that you see, that's a current picture of the weight that I am now.
Okay. So in other words, you had some weight before that, huh? You had some meat on the bone.
Oh, I had a lot of meat. I wore a size 24, and I'm down to a 16, 18.
That sounds like a little meat right there. You left.
I guess I got curves, as they say. I'm not a pudgy girl. I got hips and little junk in the trunk.
Uh-huh.
But I eat healthy.
Okay, you do, huh?
I do.
What do you call healthy when you say I eat healthy? What is that?
Eating healthy. Eating healthy means the list is longer for things that are good for you to eat. The list is shorter for things that are bad for you to eat. So I don't eat any. What I mean by refined and processed, meaning if you buy cheese, go to the deli, tell them you want real cheese, not pre-packed. You don't want pre-packed cheese or pre-packed cold cut. You want to go to the deli and get this much healthier for you. And we don't use.
I never heard anything like that in my life. So you saying, rather than to get it already packaged up, it's better to go get them to cut you some fresh.
Yes, you look on the pack, you'll see all that sodium that's in it. So that's going to elevate your blood pressure. And pre-sliced cheese has lots of chemicals in it, which is bad for the body. See, those are foreign substances, and it's hard for the body to break down foreign substances. You know, food has changed since we grew up, like fructose corn syrup. You want to avoid fructose corn syrup. Fructose corn syrup is really bad for the body. So we don't do any refined sugar, meaning bags of white sugar. We do, you know, natural honey or sugar in the raw. Yeah, and yeah, that fructose corn syrup is a number one weight gain, and it's bad for diabetics anyway.
Wow.
My son is a diabetic, the one that has went from 260.
He dropped some weight, too, quite a bit.
Oh, he dropped a lot of weight. He used to wear size 46 jeans, and now he could fit a 38.
A young man?
He's 28 years old.
Oh, he was a big boy.
Yes, he was, and he's only 5'7".
So y'all was around there just eating and drinking and enjoying yourself, eating?
Eating all the wrong stuff. We cut sodas out. Sodas is bad for us. Sodas got so much sugar in it, it'll skyrocket. So we cut sodas out.
Oh, you must have been a good cook.
Oh, I love to cook. I got some recipes, and I'm eager to do a Periscope cooking show one day. And I like to let them know, you know, maybe a week in advance of the day, in case they want to go to the store and buy what I'm a cook.
Right. Right.
Yeah, because the first meal I want to do is a wild rice with grilled salmon, fresh spinach with red onions, mushrooms, zucchini, and squash.
That sounds like that'll be hard to cook, right?
Oh, no, it's not. It is real simple. It takes less than 30 minutes.
But it's nutritious, huh?
Yes, it doesn't take salmon long to cook, because you can't overcook salmon.
Uh-huh.
I can prepare this meal in 30 minutes.
How many people will it feed once you finish it?
Well, I cook for my husband, and I have three grown sons, so that's five, but I'm used to cooking for 10 people, because I always got some guests coming over. they just coming to eat.
They just coming to eat, huh? Uh-huh.
Yeah, and, you know, Potatoes is bad for us. We do sweet potatoes. Yes, potatoes ain't nothing but carbohydrates. Yeah, mashed potatoes, baked potatoes, you know, white, just the white potatoes are really bad for you, because they're high in carbohydrates. So that's something you want to have in moderation. So we do a sweet potato. We mash it up like mashed potatoes. You know, you can bake it. You can fry them up. You can slice them like French fries. You can buy them already sliced like French fries.
You know, I know what sweet potato is, so sweet potato is a better potato than a white potato. That's what you're saying?
It sure is. It's easier for the body to digest, and it has its natural sweetness, so you don't need to add any sweetness to it.
Look like that'd be the same to me.
Yep, it seems like it's the same, but actually it's not, because once we cut out the white potatoes and start doing the sweet potatoes, we notice our blood sugar start dropping.
Uh-huh.
Because sweet potatoes has a low glycemic when it comes to your glucose, your blood sugars, versus the white, you know, the white potatoes, the white rice, you know, pastas, all those. So, you know, we enjoy that. I love macaroni and cheese, but I don't use the white pasta. I use veggie pasta.
You way ahead of me. I can tell. You were so excited when we got that weigh station started. I can tell Pretty Brown knows something. I can tell she knows something. Now what?
Oh, I know a whole lot.
Check this out. I just know the blues. I know the blues. I don't know nothing about that stuff you're talking. I know I like to eat, though.
And yes.
Look, somebody that's just starting out and don't know, they're confused because there's so much information out there.
Yeah.
But some people been down the road, and a lot of people just talking. Now you've been down the road with this, what you talking about?
Yes, I have.
What's the simplest thing to do for a person like me just starting, trying to get serious about it?
For a person just starting, you know, for breakfast, eat something light like hard-boiled egg, toast, half a piece of fruit, you know, a cup of juice, or like you, I'm a coffee drinker, so in the mornings I have me one slice of toast. I might put a little peanut butter on it, have me a cup of coffee. I don't add any sugar. I'm a creamer, so I add a little bit of cream. You know, you can do oatmeal. For lunch, you can fix you a side, you know, a small side salad.
What about a bowl of Cheerios?
I tell people, when you do Cheerios, do not do General Mills.
Uh-huh.
General Mills has chemicals in it.
Uh-huh.
So if you like Honey Nut Cheerios, buy the store brand. It does not have the chemicals in it, as General Mills has a lot of chemicals. General Mills has flame retardant in it. So you want to stay away from, you know, certain stuff. But we do Honey Nut Cheerios. We just buy the store brand. You know, a bowl of cereal in the morning. That's a good start. But to stay full longer, because, you know, you'd be like, oh, I'm hungry, I want a snack. You know, you're So if you eat a banana with that bowl of cereal, that's good.
What about turkey sandwich?
Oh, yes. Yes, turkey sandwich, yes, yes. Avoid the mayo.
A bowl of Cheerios and a turkey sandwich, I'd be off to a pretty good start.
You'd be off to a pretty good start, yes. A bowl of cereal for breakfast, a turkey sandwich for lunch, and you can eat all the salads you want.
Let me ask you something now.
Mm-hmm.
At lunchtime, because I told you today I was thinking about a salad.
Mm-hmm.
But I like them salads that they sell that, you know, when you get a whole bunch of, you can put boiled egg in it and bacon in it and sunflower seeds in it, you know, a dressing of ice. Nothing wrong with that, is it?
Well, no, long as it's not lettuce.
Not lettuce. I mean, what else can you make a salad out of?
You can use living lettuce, fresh spinach. I'm gonna tell you why to avoid lettuce. Lettuce is a water weight gainer.
It's a what now?
Lettuce is a water weight gainer. Lettuce is made up of majority of water. It has no nutritional value in lettuce. And lettuce is hard on the body to digest. So I tell people to do living lettuce, fresh lettuce, put all this good stuff in it.
Wait a minute. What kind of lettuce is that? Living lettuce.
Yes, it's called living lettuce. It actually comes in a container. It has roots on it. You can bring it home and plant it, and it'll keep growing where you can just snip your leaves off and wash it off, you know. It keeps fresher in the refrigerator.
They sell this at the grocery store?
Yes, they sell it at the regular grocery store.
Never seen nothing like that in my life.
Oh, yes. I have a Facebook page, and I have a lot of different types of foods that I cook, and people say, oh, I'm coming to get a plate, and I tell them, I say, it's delicious, and then when they say, oh, I don't eat this or I don't eat that, everything that I cook has no salt. So nobody in my house, no salt at all. Nobody in here has blood pressure problems. We don't have cholesterol problems. My son was a diabetic that took insulin before meals and you know, the pills twice a day. Now he's down to one pill a day.
Amazing.
Amazing, yes.
Amazing.
The weight, we can get the weight off. We can get it off.
We can get the weight off.
We can get it off and we can keep it off, because all we got to do is change our eating habits, omit these 15 bad foods, I call them, and walk 10 minutes a day, twice a day. That's it. You ain't got to walk 30 minutes a day. Just walk 10 minutes a day. You can walk in place.
Walk 10 minutes a day, twice a day.
Yeah, just walk in place. You ain't even really got to go outside. I left laundry detergent jugs.
You are blowing my mind with this.
Yes, my, and like, you know, like I was saying, my husband was almost 300 pounds, and he lost all that weight. He's down to, he's just about 214, 215. I tell
and
people,
he
you
complain.
Can.
He ain't complain about nothing you're doing?
He ain't complained about nothing because you can eat all the, you can eat all the vegetables and fruit you want. You don't have to have meat with every meal.
And you made these changes and ain't pissed nobody off. Husband,
no, and we all lost all this weight in a year.
Sound like
from one summer to the next summer, we lost it.
Amazing.
Yeah,
I can see
yeah.
Excited about that. That is amazing, Pretty Brown. And you going to find a way, you say, you can share this with us, like on a scope that you're going to do yourself?
Yes, yes. See, this number I'm calling you from is my cell phone number.
Okay.
So, you know, yes, I'm gonna go live on the scope. I have recipes.
Uh-huh.
I have a Facebook page.
Okay.
You can find me on Facebook. It says Pam Safford. You'll see my same little face.
Uh-huh.
And I have dishes and stuff on there, but I also, I can do the recipes to the dishes. And these dishes only take 30 minutes to fix.
Okay. Okay. Pam Safford.
Yes, Pam Safford. P-A-M.
Yeah.
S-A-F-F-O-R-D.
We know you as Pretty Brown here in the Blues Room, and I got to ask you something while I got you on the line.
Okay.
How did you come by the Blues Room?
Well, I'm going to tell you how I came. Now, I love music. My boys are into music. I always been a blues and jazz fan growing up as a child, but I happened to be on Scope, and I was like, who is this cat over here with the, I said, wait a minute, he got a harmonica, a guitar, and some bells ringing from somewhere, and I told my husband, I said, let me see what he talked about. I said, if this ain't no real blues, I'm going to tell him it ain't real. And you know, I got on there, I got to listen. I said, aw, shiggity. I said, this is where I need to be. And I told my husband, I said, hey, I got to have everything done because I want to be on time because I got to tap the screen, if you know what I mean. I got to get my heart and get my shares in. but then, you know, everybody on there knows me as C. Pretty. It says C. Pretty Brown 706. That's my Gmail. So, you know,
yeah.
you can send me an email, and I can email recipes to them if they would like. I mean, we still have, you know, sweets. I bake, you know, sugar-free brownies and cakes, so we're not missing nothing. We just cut out a lot of stuff. We don't drink some soda. We don't miss them either. We don't eat pork. We don't miss them.
You're blowing my mind with this. I mean, I'm wondering what the world y'all do eat, but I got to check these recipes, I guess.
Yes, check these recipes out, brother. And when I set up a date to go live on Periscope with the cooking show, I want to let everybody know a week ahead so they can go to the store and pick up these things. And it's very expensive, very expensive. It's not expensive
uh-huh.
at all. I went
oh,
to the store today. Oh no, it's
uh-huh.
not expensive at all. Yeah, we can get the weight off. I've helped lots of people lose weight.
You have?
In other states, yes. Other states, family members coming off of diabetic medications and A1Cs used to be 10.7 and A1Cs are 5.8. Doctors are wondering, what are you doing? I also recommend certain teas to drink before bedtime. I said, the doctors don't need to make the money. You need to keep that money in your pocket.
Girl, I tell you one thing I know, you don't know who you going to meet on this live stream.
You're right, because I did. I seen, I was like, hold up. He said he's playing the blues. And then, you know, I did what you said. I Googled it. I said, oh, so, you know, a lot of people think I'm young for my age. People don't believe me when they see me, but I'm actually 53. They think I'm in my 20s.
Oh, listen at you.
Yes, yes, but I have uncles and stuff that love music and, you know, blues and jazz and, contemporary and gospel and opera and all that. I love all music. And I ran across that, and I said, oh, I'm subscribed, and I hit the subscribe button. Oh, I said, oh, I done found, oh, I know how to drop coins in a bucket now. I said, I got a PayPal and everything. I said, I know how to do these hearts now. I said, I told my husband, I said, if I don't know how to do it, I said, I got his address. I just send it to him in the mail. Letting him know, here, look, here's my VIP, here's for the tip, and here's for the hearts. I said, I can send it all. But I do, I really enjoy it, you know, coming to the Blues Room. It makes my day. You know, it makes my day reading the comments and laughing with you and we thinking of songs, you know, fill in the blanks. I love it. And then I have my son. He'll come on. His name is Darion. That's why I said my son, he on Scope too. I'll be sharing it.
Oh, wow.
See, I have three boys, and one of them is a chef.
Amazing. Okay.
Yes, and one is a music artist. He does music. He writes his own, and he's not a rapper. He's a lyricist.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes, okay. Yes, he's real good, and, you know, we and they like instruments and stuff. I said, he got them bells. I said, where are them bells attached to? I said, I'm a mean tambourine player, though. I'm a mean tambourine player. But I was saying, I said, I like to know where brother got these bells attached to, because he be ringing them.
I can't tell nobody where the bells are.
The bells is a secret. We're going to leave them bells a secret.
I might introduce a tambourine player one day. You know how.
Yes. But, yes, I am. I am very excited. And I suggest, Instead of folks weighing themselves once a day or once a week, weigh in once a month. And the best time to weigh yourself is in the morning.
Okay.
You weigh yourself in the morning to get a more accurate weight. But your accurate weight is what they call the dry weight. See, a dry weight will mean you will have to fast. You fast for 2 days and then weigh yourself. That means no intake of anything for 2 days and then weigh yourself.
Give me that Facebook page one more time.
Okay. My Facebook page is Pam, P-A-M, last name Safford, S-A-F-F-O-R-D.
I got it now. Pam Safford, I got
you. Yes.
I'm so happy that you talk to McCall and stuff. And
I looked you up. I find people.
Yeah, I heard that, honey. I'm glad you're on the line and everything, and we got plenty of work to do to help all these folks. And
Yes, we got to get healthy. We got to help our brothers and sisters, our blues family. We got to get healthy. A lot of them, you know, even if you can't get out and walk, and if you're bedridden, I got exercises for that, too.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. I'm going to take this recording we got here and put it together some way, make a podcast or
go
by your website, Facebook, find a picture or something I can use over there.
Okay.
In a few days, maybe we can put it out here to the world, let some more folks share the enthusiasm you bring.
Yes, we can do it. I'm ready.
Pretty Brown, thank you for talking with me today.
Sure, anytime.
Yes.
No problem at all.
I'll talk with you again soon.
Okay.
Tell your VIPs bye before you go. They're listening to you. Tell them bye.
Oh, all right. Well, before I leave, I'd like to say I love all of you all, and we'll see you tonight in the Blues Lounge.